You're listening to the Platte River Bard.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Platte River Bard. This is Chris Berger.
And I'm Sherry Berger.
And we are here today with Naya Carman. She is the promoter and organizer of the Platte River Art Show. This is the spring show at Mahoney, don't you know? Thank you very much, Naya.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you for
talking
having me
with
on
us
again.
Today. Yes.
Yes.
She is back.
She's back.
Back again.
And the Platte River Art Show is going to be the first weekend of May.
Yes.
This year.
Yep, coming up quick. Couple weeks, few weeks.
So what do you all have in store for us? Because this is not the first time we've
this talked. Year is a little different than years prior. Ooh. Just because they are doing major renovations to the lodge. They are working on the HVAC system. So we were unable to have our opening wine and cheese reception, but that's okay because that will come back. That will make a comeback hopefully either in the fall or next year for sure. So it's a 2-day event this time, and it's on Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 7 and Sunday, May 5th from 9 until 4.
So what all do you have planned?
15 artists, all from the Midwest. We have South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska all represented. And we have pretty much 15 different mediums. We have some repeats, but like I've been telling the other places that I've been talking to, they complement one another. Mm. So it's really neat to see we have two glass artists, but they complement one another because they have different subject matters of glass that they've done and different artworks of glass that they've done. And same thing with the painters. You know, we have several painters, but all of their subject matter is completely unique. So not one of them is the same. It might be the same medium, but it isn't the same subject matter. So it's really cool.
Great. So you've got all of your slots filled and you've got all of the kinds of arts. You've got visual arts. I know you've had some pottery before in the past.
Yes, pottery. Yep, pottery, woodworking, glass, painting, photography, leather work, mixed media.
Fun.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. How fun. And all in the Platte River area.
Yes. Hooray.
You'll right actually get to probably be in one of the rooms that overlook the Platte River from there, is my guess.
It's entirely
yes, we are possible. In the upper level of the Peter Kiewit Lodge is where we are.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, and they do have a nice picture window that overlooks the Platte River, and then you get to see interstate and all kinds of stuff. So it is really pretty.
Yeah, because you usually get to have this a couple times a year.
For sure.
So even if you don't get to have it in the fall, you'll get to have it next spring too, but with different vendors. Yeah.
Yes.
So make sure your Mahoney pass is up to date, or you can get a day pass for like $6?
Somewhere around there,
but how much now? How much is the actual art show? Does the art show cost anything to get into? Or
nope, it's free. Nope. Once you pay for your day pass and or have your annual sticker that you show at the little window there, it's free to come in, and it's fun for the whole family. So
awesome. Oh, that's good. That's good.
And you said you had some jewelry vendors. What kind of jewelry do they do?
We have a mother-daughter duo. And they work with fine beading jewelry. So that's their earrings and bracelets and pendants are really, really cool. And I've heard rumblings that her daughter might bring some of her hats with her also. So that'll be really different because she paints and does the burning technique on her hats. And so I think she's going to bring some of those with her too. So and those are all the rage in like the Western type outfits, and so I'm really anxious to see what she brings.
Interesting.
Oh, what a great hodgepodge. So you've got people coming from all over, not just Nebraska.
Yes.
Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. And we have a wide variety. We have woodworking, photography, glass, pottery, paintings, leather, mixed media.
Yep.
All
jewelry.
Kinds of stuff. Yep. Jewelry.
Yep.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there's a restaurant out there, too, so people could stop and eat and just make a
there
day of
is.
It.
There is. It's new. I've not been there yet.
I was going to say, we haven't been there either, yes.
Yeah, it's called Carl's at Mahoney.
Okay.
I did know that. I did my research. I did know that.
There we go.
But I've heard great things about it. I've read a lot of the reviews so far that they've gotten on their Facebook page, and it looks like they're up and running and doing very, very well and have great food. So
Good.
So that's something, hey, that's something nice and new.
I'd like to see something succeed out there and stay there for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it makes it so much nicer when you have big events like yours, go out there. People don't have to, you know, go anywhere else. They could just grab something to eat out there, yes, and then go. And
it makes it a little easier for me, too, because then there's no food trucks to have to hunt down and
get.
You know, so then that whole element of it is kind of...
And it keeps people there longer, too. It keeps people there longer. It makes the day just easier. Mm-hmm. Makes the day so much easier and nicer.
And hopefully it'll be nice weather out so people can maybe even just enjoy the park a little bit, too.
Yeah, the forecast so far is really good. So
hopefully
it stays that way.
Awesome.
So first week of May, weekend, May 4th and 5th. The Platte River Art Show, and it's going to be at the Mahoney State Park, which is 28500 West Park Highway in Ashland, Nebraska, just off the interstate. Everyone can come from Omaha and Lincoln.
It's Mahoney.
Easy.
You know how to get there.
Just find the interstate and you can get there.
Yeah, yeah, no, just Google it. You can get there. It's easy peasy.
Yep. And I love being able to support all these different kinds of mediums of art.
Yes.
So all these creatives getting together and
doing thank you again for having me on. This is always such a pleasure to talk to the both of you and help get the word out.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. I know I see you kind of during the year on Facebook and stuff, but it's good to be able to talk to you and just check in every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once this one is underway and under wraps, then it just goes. So my summer is going to be really full.
And you're still doing your photography, so you'll have your photography booth there.
Yep, yeah. Art shows. I'm trying, I think I'm up to either 12 or 13 shows this year, I think, so far.
Wow.
And then that doesn't include, like, my portraiture work on top of that either, so.
Wow.
Wow, nice.
And you don't do that full-time. You still have another full-time job that you do?
No, I do my photography full-time.
Your photography is full-time.
Good for you.
So this is in addition to your full-time photography.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You do a lot of, like, weddings and... graduations, are you doing more scenic?
I love doing, for portraiture work, I love doing seniors and families and babies and that kind of thing. I did do weddings in the very beginning, and that's just not for me. That is not that is not my forte. I noticed during the weddings that I did shoot, I've captured 8 of them, more people watch me and what I'm doing rather than the ceremony itself or the bride and the groom. And I don't like that because there's an extra added pressure on top of, number one, it's a huge day for everybody involved. Yeah. It's a one-day thing. You can't reshoot it. And then to have an audience that's focused on you more so than the actual wedding, it's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to create and then you've got that on top of it, I can totally see where that would be intimidating.
I have several photographer friends who all of them have dipped their toes in wedding stuff. And some of them have continued with it and were successful with it, but most of them were like, nope. Like, it takes a special kind of photographer to be a wedding photographer. And I'm like, really? They're like, yes.
Yes,
they're like,
it does.
You know, kids, it's not for everybody, but kids are much easier, babies, all that, much easier than weddings. Mm-hmm. Really? Okay, interesting. All right. And that's all I hear. But the people that are good at it, work constantly.
And all the more power to them, but that can be their field and I'll do other things.
That's what I understand, is that not everybody can be a wedding photographer.
Well, it's late hours too on top of it.
And yes, and the circumstances, you know, such a huge time in these people's lives, so it makes it
Let me be involved in your stress.
It makes it really rough, apparently. Yes.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad that you're getting a chance to do your booth as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool that you are a full-time
photographer.
I enjoy that.
Yep.
Thanks. 16 years now already.
Yes. That's great. I love it.
Experienced.
I love it.
You sit down and you think about that and it's like, it seems like just yesterday.
I would say that 16 years happened quick, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Sometimes it seems just like yesterday, and other times it's like, oh my God, I've been at this for a really long time.
For 16 freaking years?
Yeah.
That's great.
No, but that's awesome. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Well, all the best to you. I know this is going to be a huge success.
Yes.
You've got this thing down now. I remember when you first started, you were nervous, but look at you. You got it all down.
No problems. You got to adjust. You adjust. It was like you'll have nice weather. Uh-huh. So it is. It's a little far out to really totally predict, but it looks like you're gonna have some nice.
Yeah,
weather,
it looks like it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Awesome! Thank you so much for all that you do for all the creators in this area.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you,
and hopefully you guys get to the chance to come out too, because I'd love to show you around and introduce you to the artists. And we have a very nice group of people. So that's what makes it so enjoyable is the artists that I work with are just. Awesome. They're just great people, you know, fun to work with, nice to work with. They all welcomed me with open arms last year when it was my first year. And I told them, I said, be patient with me because I've never done this before. And it was a little rocky in the, you know, in the beginning part of it. But luckily, all of that was behind the scenes. So nobody saw that. But then once everything got going and, you know, after the show and everything, then it just is kind of set itself on a good track, and hopefully it keeps going that way.
That's great. It will. So to give you some theater inspiration, break all the legs.
Yes.
You guys are going to be great.
Yes.
And go see the Platte River Art Show in Mahoney State Park.
Yes, out of Mahoney. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening and supporting the arts in the Platte River area and beyond. Please subscribe to our podcast so you are sure to catch all of our future episodes and join us on social media. See you next time on the Platte River Bard.